All right, everybody, we have a special guest today. They are hailing out of Utah, which is my homeland, and they are called Rally, capital R, capital A, LLY, and they are releasing a new song today, which we are using part of it as our intro outro to this episode. It's called Southside, so go check that out. It's on all the streaming platforms, and make sure to go follow them, Rally, at Rally the Band on social media. Instagram is the one that I follow them on. They are a really cool sounding band, and I think you will enjoy every piece of music they have. So let's hit it. Welcome back to We Write Songs Podcast. Today we have another special interview with Rally the Band. We have Alec and Duncan with us today. And welcome to the show, guys.
Hi. Hey. Happy to be here. It's exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. It's very exciting. My very exciting voice. yes, tell me about yourselves and what brings you here today.
Well, we found you through a friend, Stolen Stars. If you guys listening know of them from previous
Shout out to Stolen Stars.
Yeah, serious shout out to Stolen Stars. Played a show with them a couple shows, but I don't know. But yeah, good friends of theirs. We discovered that they did a podcast with you, and we decided to check you guys out.
Hop on the bandwagon, as it were, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the bandwagon.
Yeah,
totally. There's a bandwagon out there for this show.
Oh, it's a multi-bandwagon for you guys, you know? You got all the cool people on here.
And yes.
Lucky enough to sneak on the back with a caboose.
One of those little red rider wagons or whatever they're called.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Fit a couple people in there. That's good. Probably one grown adult. Good. Well, more importantly, you guys got some new music coming out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what really brings you here.
Yeah. So we got a new single coming out on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to access all your music, March 27th. It's called Southside. It's pretty beachy, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you?
Nice.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like indie surf rock kind of style.
A little more surfy than surfy. Our other stuff that we've read in anyway.
Mm-hmm. But like, so
if the Beach Boys were like still rocking today and had evolved with the times, it'd be kind of like that.
Oh,
I guess if the Beach Boys implemented more minor songs.
Ah, okay.
Compared to major scales,
so it's a
everybody's surfing, but
it's sad.
They'll have missing limbs.
Sure.
All right, getting a little dark here. So Southside, tell us about that.
So Southside, as far as like the lyrical meaning and like what we wanted to portray by it, at least for me, because like everybody's interpretation is different, and we don't restrict like people's thoughts on what they think it means. Mm-hmm. But I digress. What I think it's about, like two opposing sides, like two sides that like disagree with each other coming together, mm-hmm. to meet in the middle kind of thing. Just okay. Kind of, it's kind of like a compromising song, so to say, for me.
Yeah. For me, like, it talks a lot about, the theme of making it in America and like making a name for yourself, making a lot of money and living the American dream. And like a lot of us that live here in the United States, we kind of give off this persona on social media and whatnot, kind of pretending as though we have made it in America. You know, our social media portrays us being very successful, always on vacation, always happy. And it's just kind of very plastic. But the truth is, like, we are all fighting to just kind of stay afloat, even though, you know, like, we may appear like we're living this very successful life. The truth of the matter is we're all struggling in some small way. So,
yeah. It's like a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the song, it's parts of it are very like chaotic and like very in your face, you know? And I don't know. I think that's like good symbolism of the meaning of the song for me. It's like, life is hectic, and then the chorus comes along, and it sounds really like peaceful and melodic. And
I mean the verse.
Or the verse. Sorry,
yeah, the verse.
My bad. The verse comes along, and you know, kind of brings it back down to earth, and you're like, oh yeah, no, life is good. And then it hits the chorus again.
And then, do you guys? Is that what you like to like? How you like to write songs? Do you like to have, I don't know, like a metaphorical lyric process to kind of get people thinking about different ideas, kind of having a similar baseline, but also like let people's thoughts wander when they hear the lyrics. Is that something that you guys try to do, or is it something that just comes out naturally?
Well, I think that like your environment plays a lot into like the songs you write. I mean, we wrote this song in Utah, so we're not like in any
we're posers is what he's saying.
Yeah, we're not surrounded by beaches, or like we're not surfing or going anywhere anytime soon to go surf.
What about like the Salt Lake Beach? That's a nice beach.
A great Salt Beach. Yes.
Anyway,
Salt Lake Beach smells like a giant fart. Shout out to the Salt Lake Beach.
Woohoo!
Sorry, keep going.
But anyway, like are like the environment around you like influences a lot of your songwriting, I think. So if it's like dark and dreary, then I think that's going to influence your songwriting in some way. As far as metaphors go, like metaphorical writing, I think that definitely plays into like that same thing. So like your life situation in that moment when you're writing the song definitely plays a part into the meaning of the song. But we kind of like to not be so straightforward in our songwriting, because we do want to like let people have their own thoughts about it.
And I've come to find that like we used to do this creative writing thing in high school where like our teacher would just have us sit down, and for like 5 minutes, we'd just write. And, you know, when we started at first, like, I didn't realize, like, I didn't know what to write about, right? And like, as time went on, it just kind of came naturally to tune in, or like kind of take a little, like, take a small bit of time to do a self-check thing, and like, just let it flow, like let your hand do all the work, and then go back through and read what you wrote. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, that really is the mood that I'm feeling. And most often that's kind of the way that I go around writing my songs. There's one song that I wrote for the band that's called, it's called Slow Down. And, I wrote it in my car. and it was kind of a very thoughtful evening for me, and I don't know, kind of spiritual on a level, you know. And like I had the chorus of that song come to mind with the lyrics, and also the like the hook, the melody and whatnot. And so I took it home, and basically with the words from that, so it's slow down, wait a minute, we're about to win it, can you wait a minute with me? And then slow down, or whoa now, wait a minute, we're about to win it, can you wait a minute with me, or something like that.
Yeah, took that home and you just kind of threw it all together. And yeah, it, like, it, hey guys, check this out.
It just kind of came, and yeah, and then I took it to practice, and yeah, and here we are today. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, and totally.
It's like a weird schizophrenic experience. It's like, it's like all the time, like I'll have like little hooks going on in my head. I was like, oh, that sounds good. Let me voice memo this thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll try it on guitar later, or maybe I won't, you know? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Cause like, if I don't like jot it down in some way, I'm going to forget it.
Right.
That's cool. So as a band, do you guys collectively bring ideas and then just kind of work on them together, see where everyone fits?
I feel like that's a lot of what goes on. Yeah. Sometimes like Duncan did, his song Slowdown, I kind of did with a song that I wrote called Mississippi, where like I composed the entire thing and then I showed it to the guys, and fortunately they liked it enough. To where like we put it, like we put all the pieces together in the way that I composed them, and we had a song right then and there, and it comes together really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Or the other method would be like, oh, I have a chord progression, check this out, and then we build off of it from there.
Okay.
It's kind of the two ways we go about writing.
You either bring like a musical concept or a lyrical concept and then build as a band around those ideas.
Or you have the song already done and you throw it all together.
I prefer that.
Yeah, that's a little more, I don't know what the word is, courteous maybe for the whole band when one of your members comes in and just has everything written out and charted and you're like, here you go.
You do
what you're playing.
Yeah, you do run the risk though if people don't like it enough for the band, because sometimes you can make a song and it's really good for the band.
Uh-huh.
Or you make one and it just doesn't fit the sound you're going for. Yeah. So you do run the risk of that.
Well, and I do think that that's part of the process though, you know, like when you pull out your phone, you make the voice memo or you write a lyric down or something. Like most often when I go through my old like voice memos, I'm like, man, this is trash. I see why I didn't come back to this, because this just wasn't good. But I don't know. I think that's part of it, you know, like you have drafts, you have second drafts, you have third drafts, like it's all part of the process, is learning like how to scrap your babies, you know?
I think that's really cool that you guys bring different things to the band. It sounds like all of you have, how many members in the band are there? I didn't even ask that.
Four total, two of us here. What do I do? I play guitar and I sing.
Yeah, rhythm cool. guitar and yeah. singer. Yeah. And I'm bassist and I also sing. I do the doo-wops and the ooh-wah-wahs in the back, you know, and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Sean drums and he also does the doo-wops and whatnot.
Yeah, that's right.
Chandler plays the lead, guitars. I mean, as far as like guitar goes, I feel like we try to like mix and mash it so like it's not like one person being a soloist, one person being a rhythm guitar. Like there's no set roles between guitars anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Chandler also plays the saxophone in That's Southside, true. But whether or not that will be on the final release, you'll have to find out. So stay tuned.
That's cool. That's an awesome added component to music. Oh, always. Yeah.
The big wall of sound as Phil Spector.
It's kind of like the cowbell. Like you can never have too much.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never really messed around with the saxophone, but that's cool.
It's definitely on the spectrum of sexy instruments, it's probably number one.
You seen the sexy sax man?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Oh, man. That kills me every time.
Oh, man. Yeah, it makes me want to cry.
George Michael.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Great. So kind of seeing, you know, one of you guys plays the saxophone, well, and other things too, but do you guys come from different musical backgrounds?
I mean, I come from a very musical family, at least my extended family anyway. My grandpa's been playing in bands since he could pick up a bass guitar.
Cool.
Like, I've been classically trained on piano. I kind of learned my own way through guitar. Singing, I kind of always been singing, but not very well until I did like vocal coaching and stuff like that. So that's been, I guess that's the more classical like training I've had on as well. But like I've had family that have been in bands, Imagine Dragons, to mention a few.
Oh, okay. That's a big deal.
Yeah, well, former members, I should clarify. I believe it's like the Tolman brothers who were in there.
So as a band, when you guys bring ideas, is there ever moments where your training makes it? I don't know if this is a really good question. I got to think about this for a second. Sometimes I have those Michael Scott questions where I'm like, I talk and I don't know where it's going. Yeah.
Like do we ever clash, like due to our backgrounds, you mean? Like,
yeah, do you guys have ideas that just kind of sound good to you in the moment, and then when you bring it to the band they're just like, nope?
Oh yeah, yeah,
definitely. I mean, you do kind of risk like bringing an idea and then maybe someone hates it.
But I mean, you know, I think that's part of being a musician, you know, like whether you're classically trained or you're a rock star, you know, you're Alice Cooper, you know, it's still like you still have to abide by critique, you know, like, and I think that's just part of it. And being able to handle and, you know, receive and give positive critique is
constructive criticism.
Yes. Although that seems kind of like counterintuitive, you know, because like criticism by nature is negative and then constructive is positive, right? I don't know. Yeah. It just seems.
I don't know. When I think constructive criticism, I think like you highlight what you did well and then you discuss like what could be better.
I'm just being dumb about the
construction
word.
Project.
But, there's been plenty of times where like we'll be playing something and we'll be like, stop, hold on, wait, what were you playing there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I don't think that's it right there. Yeah.
And as the player, you have to be like, okay, well, let me experiment with something else. Or like you try and get their input. Like as the bassist, I like to check in often, be like, hey guys, does this suck? Is this good? Like,
yeah,
you know,
is anybody even out there paying attention to the bass? Is, you
know,
no, you guys, no, right that, here? Yeah. No, I'm joking. I've played bass in a band, so
the air fist bump, it's through fine. The air. Nice,
yeah, fist bump.
There we go.
Just punch the microphone.
I think like going back to like, I think what you were trying to like come off of like a little earlier is like, does like classical training get in the way of creativity? Were you kind of had that too?
Yeah, that was like your backgrounds. Does it ever make it hard to get ideas across? Or
I think that like you can learn all the music theory in the world, but at the end of the day, I think if you're trying to make good music, that can get in the way of like your creative process. Because like if something doesn't make sense, like in a musical theory standpoint, maybe it does in a regular creative space.
Yeah,
to your ears. Like if it sounds good, it's, you know, it should be good.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know, really making sure that all of us are on the same page is can be tricky, especially for us, because, you know, we tend to have some pretty some
intricate
a lot of intricate riffs and technical guitar techniques and stuff. But, you know, Chandler is an extremely talented blues guitarist. And then Alec is very proficient in like indie music and pop. And Sean also is really into like indie music, a little bit of electronic type, like indie. And I'm just into whatever I'm into. I don't know. washboard music. And, you know, we all come together, you know, we all have these different tastes of music. And so the outcome is always very interesting and sometimes not totally what you want. But I think that's part of the process is, you know, the beautiful thing of bringing people together who have their differences and making something awesome and coherent that like people like. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's way cool.
To kind of go along with that too, as a band, you have to have like a signature sound and vibe that you're going for. And that can be difficult to translate over as well. If, you know, if you're writing a song from your own head in whatever moment you're in, sometimes it translates over, sometimes it doesn't. But, and those are the kind of things that you just have to work through as a band and keep that vibe rolling.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it's hard to like if someone brings in a song and it's a really good idea, but you're not sure it fits for the band. Like how do we quote unquote ralify this song? Cause sometimes it's a really good idea and you want to keep it, but you're not sure if it totally fits the sound you're going for as a band. Cause you kind of want to have sonic consistency. Yeah. So sometimes I feel like we all feel the urge to, not necessarily put a muzzle on a song, but like make it in such a way to where like it's consistent with our other songs.
Yeah, you want people to hear it and be like, hey, that's Rally.
Yeah, exactly.
The band. Yeah.
You hear play and every song is the same. Not necessarily, but like you can tell by certain like habits.
Yeah.
That like it's a Coldplay song.
Yeah.
Yes. And the vocals with a lot of reverb and delay and different things.
Actually, like coming back to Slow Down, mm-hmm. kind of like a folky, it started out as kind of like this folky sad boy music, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, when we brought it together, like it just kind of clicked. Like it did take a couple practices to like get it to where it is today. But, at first, you know, you got to be willing to bring it to the band and be ready to be like, okay, well, this isn't their flavor. So I'll just put this in my filing cabinet and put it away until, you know, in case we want to use it later or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of have to let
you can. Yeah, and if you don't even, if you don't do anything with it later on, you can at least get some. Sometimes you can go back to songs. We talked to Ainsley Costello about this in the last episode we released, but you find songs. Like she wrote a song, or her dad had written a song like 20 years ago that she's putting on her album this year. So things, you know, you write songs, you can always go back to them.
Yeah.
At any time, go back to that filing cabinet and see if it works then, because it might work 10 years down the road with the same band, you know?
So crack the vault, you know? And
put a time capsule and all the songs, you're like, these suck. Just put them in a time capsule for 10 years and maybe they'll be okay when we open it up.
Slow boil.
How did you guys meet and like come together as a band?
Duncan and I actually served religious missions in Germany. We weren't in the same areas, but we knew of each other through people we knew.
It's crazy.
And like we came home and we ended up meeting at like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But through a mutual friend, and I don't know, we just kind of clicked there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Duncan's cool. And Duncan may have thought I was cool. I don't know.
No, yeah. And, you know, I was in a band at the time. And, you know, we were just kind of chilling in the basement, like weren't playing any shows. Never really did, for that matter. But Alec was, you know, I followed him on Instagram and, like, saw all of his shows that he played and his cool band members with, like, dope long hair. And they just looked like cool band members. So when he called me and was like, hey, I'm starting this new project, I was like, me? You know, I was like, no way. No way. Like, yeah, I would totally love to get on board. So I feel very lucky from day one to have even been considered to be part of the band. Because I'm really not that talented. If you listen to our song, no, I'm just kidding.
He doesn't give himself enough credit.
Sorry, I was being a dork.
You're good. The other bandmates, like Duncan, actually knew from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually, it was kind of funny. So I was looking for other bandmates, specifically a drummer at the time and a lead guitarist. So I posted on this Facebook networking page, and Ryan Rostrum contacted me. And he said, I don't know if I'd be interested in this project, but I know, like, my brother Sean, who's a drummer, loves this kind of stuff. Because, like, at the time I had written Cherry. And he said, here's his email, hit him up. And so I hit up Sean. Turns out that he was good friends with Duncan during high school.
Alex,
small world.
Yeah, it's crazy. Really. Alec approaches me before we go inside the house, and he's like, "So this guy's really cool. I think he might be a decent fit. Just keep an open mind." And I walk downstairs, and I see Sean. I'm like, "What the heck? What are you doing here?" And he's like, "Dude, I'm the drummer. I'm the guy." And I'm like, "You're the guy? You gotta be kidding me!"
And I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, it's nuts. And then how we found Chandler was also kind of a funny story. So,
yeah.
When me and Alex started practicing, we'd get together, work on vocal warm ups, and we'd do like Cherry run throughs. And like I'd practice the bass and whatnot. And anyway, Alec told me that to keep an eye open for guitarists. And I remembered that Chandler had played with our band before, but he played saxophone actually with my previous band, kind of like for a couple times. And like a couple days later, I was on Center Street in Provo, and I'm walking along and I see Chandler, and he's like, "Hey man, how's life? You still in a band?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm actually in this new band and it's going really great and blah blah blah." And anyway, and he's like, "Yeah, let me know if you ever want to hang out or jam, you know," like kind of the the answer you give your like your friends you haven't seen in a long time.
The softball.
Yeah, let's hang out.
Let me know, man.
You know. Yeah. And I came in with the, "Oh, actually, you know, like let's set up a time."
Everyone's worst fear when they're trying to do the softball giveaway.
That's right.
Actually. Here's a commitment.
That's right.
While I have you here.
So the poor kid's been roped in ever since then, and he's been a trooper. So shout out to Chandler.
Shout out to Chandler.
Yeah.
Don't know you, but.
Not like he doesn't love
you seem
it.
Like
he
a
loves
good guy.
I think he enjoys himself. If he doesn't, he doesn't express that. So I'm sorry if you don't, Chandler, but we love you all the same. So
he's partly responsible for South.
Yeah.
He's responsible for like the whole concept of Southside. So I think he's enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Good. Yeah. Shout out once more to Chandler, because we can't shout him out enough on this on this episode. So
love you, Jerry.
Yeah, there we go. Cool. That's interesting. That's it's a small world, and it's fun when you meet people that have similar interests and kind of make that process of forming a band and the sound and everything just kind of vibe.
Yeah, totally. Smoothly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man.
It sounds. I've only heard the two songs that you guys have, and it sounds, you know, very. I mean, if I were to hear another song to come out by you guys, I'd probably recognize it, you know? as you guys, because you guys have a sound, a good sound that you go with.
Sweet.
It's cool.
That's great to hear.
That is great to hear.
Yeah.
It's a rally song.
Yeah.
It's a rally
song. Take it as a compliment.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, let's wrap up here. What advice do you guys have for songwriters out there from your experience?
I mean, I'd say take advice from everyone. I know that's like very big blanket statement, but I think the biggest advice I've been given was to find your own way. Because there are just so many ways to just make it in your songwriting. But I'd say, as far as like my own personal songwriting goes, just experiment, show it to other people, like accept the criticism you'll get from it. Be thoughtful and emotional in your lyrics. 'Cause honestly, the best music is stuff that comes from the heart that is going to reach out to people the most. And that's what's going to get them to listen to it more.
Yeah. I second that. Great work.
Well said.
I don't know. If I had to part with words of advice, I think I would say find an artist that you really admire and that you respect, and see how they do it. You know, if you can't find a video on how they write, then look up their lyrics and see what sort of things they write about. And like, are their themes super obvious? Like, what are the emotions that they talk about? Is there lots of symbolism, or is it pretty upfront and vulnerable?
Does it not make sense?
Does it not make sense at all? experiment with that. Like, take that into your own life and pattern after that, you know? Yeah, I just would say, don't stress about it, but feel your feelings, and don't be ashamed to feel them and express them.
Write them down.
Yeah.
Always write them down.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's really good. Really good advice there. Well said. Well put.
Thank you.
If I can say anything to wrap up too, you guys have a really good sound, and you can tell by just listening to your music that you know, you guys are living what you guys just said. And, it's really, really cool to meet people that are part of a band that, you know, have something cool going on and have a good sound, good vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Learned a lot today. So I really appreciate you guys coming on. Remind the listeners one more time where they can find your music and learn more about you.
Yeah, we are Rally. So you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to. You'll find us it's spelled Rally, RALLY, in all capital letters. You can also find us on social media, Instagram, so at Rally the Band. Same handle for Facebook. I believe we have a Twitter as well, but I think that's still in the works. But you can find us on Twitter as well in case you want to hear us rant about stuff. We don't, but we do have a Twitter.
But yeah.
Yeah.
You can also hit us up on any of those platforms to ask for shirts or merchandise, stickers, whatever you want. Just send us a message in our slide into those DMs and let us know.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Also support your local music artists. I mean, this is a hard time. COVID-19 is restricting a lot of shows to be happening. A lot of venues are closing down. So whatever you can do to help out your local music scene, please do so. Buy merch.
Show them some love. Hit that like button.
Subscribe. Oh yeah, we're on YouTube as well.
Comment, subscribe.
That's right.
Leave a review.
Smash that like button. Yeah. But
that's all we got going on, I guess.
Share some love.
Cool. Well, I'll put all the links to all that stuff in the show notes, so listeners out there will know exactly how to find you. just a quick click of the button.
Very cool. Yes. Thank you, man.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. We have Rally the Band. Go follow them on all the social media platforms and go make sure you listen to their music because they got some good things going. Thank y'all.
Woohoo! Thanks, man.